hated it, man.
Yeah, math sucks.
I was good at geometry, but I mean, not good.
I was horrible. I was horrible at every form of math.
Dude.
After like seventh grade, first time I cummed, all the math came out of me. All the numbers shot out of me.
When they hit me with sine, cosine, tan, to this day, dude, I don't have any fucking idea.
I don't know what
idea
you just said to me, dude, but if you say it again, I'll fuck you up.
Cosine, tan,
nah,
dude.
I don't like it.
The curve.
Do you remember the foil method? That's where I stopped. The
foil.
First, outer, inner, last. Dude.
They started adding parentheses.
That's when parentheses
and shit
are in there, and there's different. Why are we even worried about that?
My whole thing is I'm gonna fucking multiply and divide by whatever the fuck I want, dude.
Yeah, you can fucking
tell me how to do it.
You know
what I told my math teacher when I was in grade school?
Suck my dick.
I said, look, all I need to do is know how to count my money. he's like, I had like $12.
You actually said that? That's fucking awesome.
I was like, all I need to do is be able to count money. If I do the math that I can count my money, I'm fine. And the lady was just like, you need to learn how to do this. I'm like, we're getting calculators.
That's so sick. You definitely heard that on a construction or trash site.
Yeah, for sure.
You heard one of your shitty uncles say that because he was also retarded. He was on a backhoe. And he was like, hey, you know what I told my teacher? I said, listen, bitch. All I need to do is count money. That's all I need to learn how to do, and I'll be fine. Your retarded ass showed up to school like, all I need to do is count money.
That's now like in my head. Like, where did I get that from?
100%.
Definitely, dude.
That's a fucking McCusker. That's a proverb in the McCusker
family.
That's
my dad's proverb.
Like, you want to talk to me about math? I don't need math.
My dad's one proverb is life's like a shit. Life's a shit sandwich. The more bread you have, the less shit you have to eat. So. That's the shit
That's
I was hearing. I was down the trash yard. I was just like, fuck yeah, dude. Fuck school, dude. I'm going to be a trash man. This shit rules. Dude, I would go down there when I was younger, and it was like, I would just fucking shoot rats, and like, they would like grab a TV with a machine and drop it from real high, and I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. I was like, this rules. School's gay.
I mean, that's a fucking great day.
It was awesome.
You're shooting animals, they're throwing TVs.
Dude, literally, you go into a transfer station warehouse, and if it's dark, you go there early in the morning, hit the fucking lights, and it's just a fucking rat fest, and you got a gun, and you're just fucking lighting rats up.
Whew.
They used to keep it on the toilet. They used to keep a 9mm on the back of the toilet, so when you're taking a shit, if you keep the door open, just sit there and shoot rats. Dude, and then, like, I would just ride around the truck with my dad, and then you'd hear the CB radio, and I just learned all of the racial slurs. Like, I was in there, I'm like, Dad, what's a dothead? He's like, oh, don't tell your mom about that. Whoa, cover your ears. Dude, I was in the trash truck just hearing everything. It was just like, whoa.
I mean, that's the world of the trash man. The average person sees the trash man and is like, what the fuck are they up to? Well, here you have it.
Yeah, my
sitting
I would
on
sit,
a toilet with
dude,
a 9mm trying to shoot rats.
I would sit in a trash truck and drive around with my dad, and he would eat peanut M&Ms and bite the chocolate off and hand me the peanuts. And I'd be like, I would sit there and eat fucking peanuts.
Oh, that's a nice memory.
It was nice, dude. And we'd sit in there, and all of a sudden I would be like, Dad, what's a prostitute? And he'd be like, where'd you hear that? I'm like, I saw it on Cops. He's like, someone who has sex for money. Don't tell your mother about that.
Holy fuck. It's unreal that I talk about how I'm white trash. Unreal. I'm not even in the same universe, dude. Not even in the universe. I'm a fucking privileged pussy.
No, I mean, yeah,
I grew
my,
up there. I,
to be fair, my,
tea.
My dad and his brothers own the trash business, so I'm not going to sit here and,
yeah,
you
but
know.
Sitting around splitting M&Ms and being like, what's a prostitute? I learned it on Cops. Holy fuck.
He's like, where'd you hear that? I was like, I saw it on Cops. He was like, all right.
Did you know what it was?
I didn't know what a prostitute was.
Oh, see, I remember I would fuck with my dad. Even when I was young, I would fuck with him and ask him things that I knew what it already was. I already knew what it was, and I would ask him. It's really fucked up.
Imagine you with a little comb over to smile at yourself.
Cut, be like, Dad, what's a dildo? I remember I asked him that. And he was like, what the fuck? Where'd you hear that? What are you talking about? I was like, I don't know. I was at the DeFranks house, and somebody said it.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't. I like tried to keep those worlds as disconnected. I learned at a young age, like, not bring up anything sweet to my parents because I would just get shut down hard, dude. Like,
really?
Yeah. I didn't talk to my parents about anything ever. I was just like, they were just two people who, like, constantly put me into trouble. And I was like, all right, can't tell them anything. And then, like, every now and again when I was, like, it was a burning, I'd be like, I was eating M&Ms with my dad. We're in a truck, and I was like, it was bothering the fuck out of me. Like, Dad, it was a prostitute. And he was like, someone who has sex for money. Don't tell your mother about that. And I was like, all right. Instantly went into school.
Years later.
Dude, instantly went into
years later. Not too long. How many years later?
You're so high. It's like, yeah. You're thinking, and then, like, it flashes, and you're like, I have no idea.
What was that?
I have been thinking about something so in depth, and now I don't know what it is. And I was just like, going, it's just like weird. I'll be like looking around at my house and everything about it is just like, what the fuck? Have like
dementia, dude.
Yeah, basically. So then, but I go, I sit on my couch, you know, I'm just chilling, I'm doing my thing, and I got hung up on like the thought of poor people for like, dude, a good like 30 minutes of thinking about people who are actually like, just the idea of living in poverty and legitimately not knowing how to escape it, and everyone around you has no fucking clue. Like, you just, you come out in the morning, like, smoke a blunt, you're just standing there with face tattoos, like, I'm definitely, I gotta get paid. You just have no idea, and anyone you ask is just, like,
you gotta get
hits
paid.
You with advice that's the most, like, just destructive, worst fucking advice, and you're just in a state of, like, total confusion.
Yeah.
Like, or you, like, you get to the point, you're 9, and you're just like, holy fuck, my mom sucks, dude.
Oh, man.
Like, my mom fucking sucks. Like,
your boy Louis J ran into that.
Really?
Yeah, when he was a kid, he was like, oh, my mom's a loser.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. Yeah. At least when you're like, if your parents have like, you get to have that extended to where like finally you hit like young adulthood and you're like, oh, wait, like adults don't really know what's going on. Yeah. You're like 9 being like, my mom fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Like she like can't constantly miss work. My mom's like getting fired. Dad's fired. My dad's passed. Like I was down, came down Kensington Ave today at like 8 a.m. Dude, it's just like, dude's dipping out. It's fucking
wild, man.
Crazy. And it's like, then you like be poor. Your whole family's ever been, like, just all been stuck in that, and you just literally cannot imagine or think of
and
a way out.
And you're dumb, because no one's ever given you any education.
You're dumb, or you're just dumb, like, your brain's fucked up from God knows what your mom was doing, and you're just sitting there, just, like, sitting on a step, staring at people drive by, and you're just, there's, like, aliens coming by.
I was with Maldog last night.
Really?
Fucking Mullen. He was telling me he had gotten off the subway. On the subway there, a lady was like screaming at her clearly retarded son, like screaming, like, I'm going to fuck you up. And then she started bashing his head against the fucking window of the subway.
What the fuck?
Muldog stepped in.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What was he like? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, he was like, you got to stop. You can't do that. Like, yeah. On a train of people just sitting there.
Yeah, because most
and
people.
And I was like, dude, you should be proud of that. That's like.
It's a nice thing
he
to
like,
do.
He was like, no, of course, that's what I had to do. And I'm like, well, no one else did it.
No.
Like, that takes some fucking balls.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope I would do it, but, you know.
Well, was this a black lady?
Yeah.
A lot of white dudes are real scared to go up to it and be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
And some Puerto Rican dude, like, filmed it. So he, like, sat down, and the guy was like, yo, don't worry, I got it all on tape. And he was like, now he was, like, anxious about that tape getting released of him, like, scolding a black lady on how to be a mother. Like, if you didn't see the full tape of her bashing the kid's head.
Yeah.
It just looks like a white dude explaining, like, you need to treat your kid better. Look at you.
Why was the guy? So the guy was like, don't worry, I got it all. It's like, I wasn't worried.
Like, don't worry,
I got you, bro. I wasn't worried about the footage being
anyway,
captured.
If I ruin Mullen's story whenever he tells it, maybe. But,
that's fucking crazy, dude. Because you see shit like that, and you're just kind of like, what the fuck? But yeah, man, that was like.
Plus being poor like that, and I'll tell you where I see it the most.
Where?
TikTok.
You see poor people acting up?
Well, you see the poors, dude. Because the poors, they still have smartphones now, which is sick.
Yeah,
it's good. The one thing we did help the poor with is now they all have smartphones.
True.
So now we get to see them film dumb shit they're doing. But, every TikTok is like a different form of retarded person. You can't imagine. Like every, because it's all like quick little clips.
Yeah,
the next person's uglier and more retarded than you've ever imagined. Like you can't be like, like every face you see, you're like, holy fuck, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Every person, I'm like, I've never seen that face.
I've never seen that variety.
I've never seen that type of humor.
I've never seen that variety of person.
And their houses all look the same.
Yeah.
They're all like fucking dirty, shitty thing. Like a TV without a TV stand. Wood paneling fucking walls with like a piece of paper tacked to it.
And you're watching TV all day of just like another world where you're just like, whoa, this is fucking crazy. And dude, to like run away from a poor person, all you have to do is like leave the state, and they can never find you. Just
never
disappear,
dude.
Yeah. Their RPG map just blacks out. Yeah. Like you gotta get around a zip code. It's like in order for them to get to you, all they can do is take a bus to your general vicinity and like
hop out,
look around the bus stop, and like fuck, I didn't see them.
Start
and hop back on the
new
bus.
TikToks.
Like you could run away from them so easily.
Yeah, escaping the poors is very easy.
All you gotta do is literally go to a different zip code.
Build a fucking gated community. Build a wall, dude. That's true. The poors can't get in. Get one security guard that's like, hey, get out of here.
Someone could give them your address and they'd be like, they'd have to like take a train, take a bus. It would take them like 19 different vehicles to get to you. And then they'd have to catch you while you're there.
Boars do have a tough time traveling.
Dude, it's tough.
A fucking tough time.
Dude, I was on my couch just thinking about all this, just being like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Yeah.
And just can never get out of it.
Yeah, you're fucking stuck.
Literally, you're literally stuck.
Yeah, and it's like, you're getting no education. Chances are your parents are fucking retards, so they're also like...
just filling you with horrible advice.
You don't even
advice.
Need to go to school. Yeah. They're not paying attention.
Hitting you with horrible advice. Just abusing you and neglecting you. And best case scenario, sticking around and just giving you what are... Again, there's probably obviously exceptions to this, but on like in mass, just like terrible fucking advice.
Definitely.
It's like, fuck that.
Yeah.
You don't got to go. Fuck that.
Tell that teacher to suck your dick.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, you tell that fucking teacher to come down here. I'll fuck her mouth. She's got a nice mouth.
Yeah, dude. It's like...
Thanks, Dad.
Having like a tap out dad, dude. Just like afflict you.
Having a hard tap out dad. I mean, you got to coach...
Your dad pauses Tic Tac. He's like, what'd your fucking bitch
teacher
say?
You're coming home to a fucking Coach Corey Wayne. A fucking TikTok Corey Wayne. It's like, why do good girls like bad guys? I'm a bad boy. It's
like, you tell your teacher to shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. Imagine seeing your dad drinking energy drink. Like coming over, your dad's chugging a monster. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, man. Dude, that's so fucking funny.
What a fucking life, man.
It was so stupid then. But today, the whole reason I thought about this, I was coming down Kensington Ave today. I'm listening to my tribal drums, and I'm watching just like fucking heroin addicts just walking around starting the day. And I'm like, dude, this is like a fucking village. This is like third world conditions around here. Because I had like the soundtrack going. And I'm watching people just like carry odd shit, just like walking around.
Like Kensington? Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, dude.
Fucking house collapsed the other day. Yeah. So fucking one of the shacks just
Bro,
fell.
I'm telling you, it's insane. I'm like.
Dude, there's a guy in Kensington that has a Trump fortress.
What?
He has a Trump fortress. There's a dude. Stop, Kensington dude. Loves Trump.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's all white trash.
I mean, it's like the seat of white trash.
That is, yeah, dude. But he has a.
There's a lot of Hispanics up there, too.
Trump flags, Trump.
Kensington's a true melting pot of just like multi-ethnic failure.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It's like the Five Points in Gangs of New York.
Yes,
slum of people fighting and just.
It's well represented. There's a ton of like different kinds of people in there.
It's a whole world of shit.
It's fucking
has nothing to do with race. You're just shitty.
No, dude.
Yeah,
that was my thing too. I'm driving around. I'm like, dude. Try hitting one. Like, I get the concept of white privilege on when I think a lot of it has to do with just like money and economics, but like, hit one. I'm watching these dudes walking down the street, like, just you know, some of the guys weren't even nodding out. Like, one guy was like selling fruit, he had like a little stand. I'm like, looking at him, I'm like, this guy in his head is just like, I know people buy fruit, I just put it in a little containers and sell it. I make enough money, but like, hit that guy with
to
fucking,
buy more fruit,
hit that guy with white privilege and just watch them be like, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's because. Obviously, white privilege, like you said, is the real white privilege is economic.
Sure, yeah. But out in my head, I'm
generational
like,
wealth, where it's like everybody in your family has gone to college or like.
Sure, exactly.
You know, because other races weren't allowed.
Dude, I was watching these guys just like, damn, dude, like, did you guys like fall from grace at one point? Or did you like, since your family's been in America, just no one for fucking
shitty.
Five generations could just climb out of this muck? And I'm like, dude, that's fucking crazy.
Well, all it takes is one retarded.
Yeah, man.
Ancestor.
Shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves.
You just
generations.
Need to want, like, say the first family, your first family when they arrived in America had four brothers.
Yeah.
One of them was a retarded guy.
Sure.
The three brothers went off and did their own thing. The retarded guy was just like, I'm going to live here.
Stuck in the muck.
I fucked a drunk, retarded lady at a bar.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's a lot of problems, too. With like, even with DHS, it's like.
Maybe I should get into eugenics.
Well, that was the big thing
back
then.
They
in the
did.
Day.
Yeah, they were like, fucking, we got to. Nip all these guys in the bud.
We gotta stop
fucking...
this. Well, that was like, yeah, it was like what, like feeble,
bad boys
feeble,
on...
feeble-mindedness. And
yeah,
all that
bad
shit.
Boys on TikTok. You gotta fucking.
You're gonna
chemically castrate
them. You're gonna
them.
Shut them down, dude.
Yeah. They can't be getting snizz.
They're getting snizz.
They're getting so much snizz.
Well, that's the thing called dysgenesis, where they think like we kind of are slowly getting dumber and dumber.
Maybe.
In large numbers, we're getting there's like you know obviously we're getting
you
smarter.
See Idiocracy.
Exactly. That's a real. That's based off
a
thing
real.
That's,
yeah, of course.
Kind
of
happening.
Sure.
Nobody likes to talk about it, but it's like
definitely true. If you're fucking, you don't have a car, you're landlocked. You're just stuck in some fucking.
It's Mad Max. You're like Mad Max. At some
of course,
point.
You're gonna be fucking.
Oh, that's true.
That's. I mean, it's like I gotta get money and I gotta get head.
Well, it's also
every
like.
Day.
I mean, think about the. I don't know.
I could also see fucking a sibling at that point. I understand that. banging a cousin.
You're
stuck in a fucking shitty trailer all day.
Also, dude, I mean, again, I'm coming down Kensington Ave this morning. Every chick that I see is like least close possible. 8 in the morning, just like, and dude, there's like, there's literally like women there who are unsuccessfully trying to sell themselves. Like, I'm driving by the corner and there's a lady like kind of dipping out, like looking into my car, and I'm just like, I can honestly be like, no, thank you. I'm cool on that. Yeah. Dude, it's like, it's fucking.
Hey, honey, you want AIDS?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no.
No, I'm good on that.
But you want a STD you didn't even imagine?
And any like younger girl who's like somewhat attractive you see is just like tiny half shirt, ass hanging out. And it's like, that's the currency.
She's up there.
Dude, this is like real deal.
Yeah, of course.
You know, this is like, if I have, like, almost you have to do it.
Yeah, man, that's
some level.
What a world. Dude. But hey, the Eagles won the Super Bowl that one time.
Exactly. They all, all worth it. Everyone got it.
It was all worth it. It must have been party time in Kensington.
Dude.
When the Birds won?
Bro.
The fucking dosages were up.
Oh, the bag. Dude, people were fucking, oh my God, dude.
Just nodding extra hard. Just, ew.
Give me that fentanyl, dude.
Hey. How many Eagles fans do you think didn't get finished?
Oh, okay, all of them up there.
A lot of them stopped at G.
How many people missed the end of their Super Bowl? They're just like,
oh my God. How many people in Philly missed the end of the Super Bowl was probably
due to fucking opiates.
Insane level.
I would think they got their hands on some fucking meth. Probably got their hands on some Christina,
dude. They're fucking going to up the dose tonight. They're going to fire
up. Yeah, if you're at Super Bowl night, you're going to fucking
get some uppers.
You're going to hit some Christina.
And then after the win,
take it down a notch.
Let's lower it down. Let's turn the lights down a little.
Dude, that shit this morning, that was like fucking crazy seeing that shit.
Yeah, man. I just, I
couldn't. Yeah.
It's rough.
I couldn't believe it.
It's rough to see. See the fucking, the crisis in person when you see the fucking opioid crisis.
Yeah.
It's wild.
And again, just fucking people who are poor. It's like, dude, man. They've been, that strain of people has been around forever. And I'm sure it changes. I'm sure it mutates and like people get out of that and they get up and then some people fall down into it. But there has to be OG poors who have just been
always
forever poor, dude.
Day one.
Entire lineage. Poor as fuck.
The Untouchables. Whole cast of fucking, yeah, man. That's I was telling you that fucking book, Dope Sick, that I, you know, every book I have, I read the first 30 pages and then I'm like,
what'd you get?
Yeah,
what'd
I'm
you
reading
get
for
the
that.
First
30? I'm reading that right now. I've been reading that for 3 years now. Just more people are dying from the opioid crisis than AIDS in its prime.
Yeah, that's something.
And that, like, it's like a huge fucking epidemic.
That's something I get a lot of pushback from at school, where they're always like, again, this is just that pretty much very tied in with the Creek and Cave, where like they talk about the opioid crisis, and they're like, someone always has to be like,
well, now that it's white people.
Now that it's white people.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. And of course. It's like, okay, fair enough. However, this is why I always say, I'm like, I totally get that. My thing is like, the crack epidemic was 30 years ago. So we're obviously more advanced in terms of stuff. It's definitely white people. Also, it was given to people by their doctors.
Yeah.
So again, these same people who are like just sitting there doing TikToks, not necessarily like investigating side effects and shit.
This is what happens. They fake hurt their neck at work.
Exactly.
So they could make more TikToks.
And then they
go home and the doctor's like, here, take this for your fake neck injury.
The doctor secretly gave them heroin.
That's another thing. The doctor's
different. It is different. I tell
in the book,
that.
It talks about all the like the pharmaceutical reps and like how they sold it to
for
the doctors. And they were like, it's non-addictive. Oxycontin's totally non-addictive, like rarely addictive, like all that
shit. Yeah, yeah.
And then these doctors were just dishing it out.
Well, they also blame it on the, what is it, the Merkel family? Everyone blames it on whatever they're called.
I know who you're talking about.
They all blame it on that one.
It's like Purdue Pharma and the
Merkel or something. There's some family that they always say, like, and these guys were
Sackler?
Sackler. Yeah, it is a Sackler family. That's what it is. Yeah, it is a Sacklers. They blame where I got Merkel from. They blame it on
Merkel,
the Sacklers. What is it?
Angela Merkel. Angela?
I don't know. Who you, is that the Germany lady? The
fucking new Hitler.
She had her fucking hands in it.
She's the new Hitler. That's the name of America. We have president. Germans have Hitlers.
That's the new, really?
She's the, yeah.
Oh, that's the new
She's
German
elected
Hitler.
New Hitler.
Dude, she.
Oh, hello, Hitler
that's
Merkel.
The new
yeah.
Dude, they all like blame that family. And I'm like, you're telling me these fucking like doctors, pharmaceutical companies, no one, all of the research and lab assistants weren't able to look at the chemical compound
no,
and be
found
like,
out. They knew.
So they, exactly.
Like early, they
but they blame it on they all blame it on the Sacklers. It's like, ooh, so these companies have fucking people who know they're chemists, and they were like looking at this thing, and being like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, this is exactly heroin.
Like street heroin.
This is heroin.
So it's like, or enough to know like how they do. That was basically like how they do all the weird research drugs. They'll have like instead of LSD, it'll be like 2-3 CB, all that bullshit, and the same with like you know spice and K2. They did that with heroin. A research chemical, basically, that was very, very similar.
Yeah.
And then gave it to people.
It's going
to
help you with your pain.
Through a doctor. And yeah, it's people, and it's like, it's just, it is different. Like, I get it. They're changing the crime laws around it and all that stuff. But again, that was 30 years ago.
Started with, like, morphine and stuff back in, and then they, what was it? It wasn't morphine, but it was along that, like, cocaine.
Dilaudid?
Dilaudid?
It was Dilaudid.
It was something where Civil War soldiers... We're all fucking junkies.
It was morphine.
Like
I think.
Veterans, there's a word for it too. I'm forgetting it now, but it was like soldiers' disease. Was basically like you were nodding, you were fucked up.
That's hilarious.
Because all the veterans were coming back and they didn't know what PTSD was.
So they hit him with
fucking morphine, dude. Chill.
Hey, what was the other stuff? There's morphine.
And a lot of Southern ladies. A lot of fucking. It affected the like middle and upper class because women lost all their. Husbands and shit, and they were all sad.
So they started taking it.
Started fucking.
Well, apparently it wasn't as strong. Like pre-drug war, you would just get
probably
like
not.
You get like a real weak solution of it. Once they made it illegal, you want to have the it morphine, stronger and stronger, so you can sneak it over. Basically,
the morphine that they were getting was, it was strong.
I mean, it's strong.
It was strong enough to get like addicted.
Oh, of course,
and like
for sure. Did you ever smoke opium before?
No.
Every now and again, when I was younger, my boys would get their hands on just like straight opium. Yeah. And you're just like smoking a bowl, and like it doesn't. You're not like nodding out, fucked up on heroin.
Yeah,
but I mean, I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't tell people to go smoke opium. But it's like
I'll smoke some opium.
Get it's not as den. Refined. It's not as refined.
Get so a they, nice den.
Get a dude.
Just fucking
smoke
lounge.
Some ope, dude. I always wonder. I'm like, was that really like where the fuck were people getting opium from? Now thinking about that, but definitely smelled different. Like it wasn't hash. I remember like it had like a distinct smell and stuff.
Was there any Chinese dudes at the Wawa? Was there a Chinese dude at the Wawa with a super long pipe?
Couple gremlin dealers.
Yeah, man. Where are we at time-wise?
Hour 29.
All right, let's end this. You want to see if we can get a page?